Eddie's Steak Shed is well known in northern Indiana. People come here just as much for the friendly staff as they do for the steak.
We feel like a big family.
That's Paula Barnett, who's worked at Eddie's for several years. She says this place hasn't been the same over the past month. The patriarch of the business and the family is gone.
How could this be? I mean, this man pays our checks, pays his taxes.
Roberto Berrystein came to the United States illegally in 1998, but had since gotten documentation to work here. He owns Eddie's Steak Shed and traveled to Indianapolis with his wife Helen last month for his yearly check-in with immigration officials.
They came outside in the car, knocked on the window, and they said, "Are you Roberto's wife?" And I said, "Yes." And they said, "Well, your husband has been detained due to a deportation he had 16 and a half years ago." And I told them, "That's a joke." And they said, "No, it's true."
Helen says the incident the officers were referring to stems back to 2000. She and Roberto decided to take a trip to Niagara Falls, but took the wrong route and found themselves crossing the border to Canada. Roberto was detained when officers discovered he didn't have documentation.
We got a lawyer, and the attorney got him on a bail for $1,500. And they told him that you have to leave voluntarily in a month.
But Helen says she was pregnant at the time and suffering from high blood pressure, so Roberto decided to stay. ICE Public Affairs Officer Gail Montenegro says in a statement, when Roberto failed to depart the United States by that time as required, his voluntary order reverted to a final order of removal. That meant ICE could deport him, but Helen says he was allowed to stay as long as he kept working and didn't get into trouble. But the Trump administration is changing the way the government prioritizes people for deportation, expanding its efforts beyond just those who face criminal charges. Helen says she agrees with the president's stance on the issue.
We don't want to have cartels here. You don't want to have drugs in your high schools. You don't want to have killers next to you. You want to have, you want to feel safe when you leave your house. I truly believe that. And this is why I voted for Mr. Trump, because of all his policies, of everything he said, I agree to that.
But Helen doesn't understand why her husband is among those being detained. She says he's an upstanding business owner who's in the process of applying for a green card, not a criminal. Now his stepson, Phil Koliopoulos, is trying to keep the family business running, not knowing what the future holds.
The worst would be deportation. And it's hard to think about that. And it's hard right now, too, because, he has a grandson. And he can't see him grow up,
Roberto's lawyer filed an application to keep him in the U.S. for at least the next 12 months. He's also trying to reopen his case for citizenship, but it's unclear when a decision will be made, and the process is often lengthy. For now, all Roberto's family can do is wait and hope immigration officials make a decision in his favor. Helen visits him once a week at a detention facility in Wisconsin and says Roberto wants nothing more than to come home to Indiana.
He's trying to hold up. He's trying to hold up. He said, "I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't committed a crime. Just the only crime I've done," he said, "it's that I want to be here in the United States. This is my country." He said, "I love this country."
If Roberto is deported, he could be barred from entering the United States for up to a decade. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.